You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network.
Did you know that you pay for your progress in real estate investing in one of two ways, either with your time or with your money? And if you want to be able to compress your success time, this is the episode for you. In this show, we'll be talking to one of my favorite real estate investors who's just started mentoring, and she talks about the value of what mentoring was able to do in helping her accelerate her portfolio, and then talk about her experiences of what it is like to guide other investors through their journey to starting out in real estate investing.
Welcome to the Real Escape Investing Podcast, where we guide you to escape the constraints of time, geography, and finance through real estate. And now, here's your host, Terry Schauer.
Hey, real estate fan, and thank you once again for joining me on Real Escape Investing Podcast today. So for this week's episode, we have something special again. I've got a guest lined up for you, one of my favorite real estate investors of all time, who I've had the pleasure of mentoring and guiding through the last 4 years of her journey, all the way to now being something like what I would call a semi-professional real estate investor. And the purpose of the show, the reason why I keep coming back to record these episodes week after week, is that I'm trying to motivate you, real estate investor, to take the next step, to take action, and really do the next thing that's going to help you grow your portfolio, or perhaps just get started in the first place, by motivating you to take appropriate action, smart action, do something that is actually concretely going to help you in the span of maybe a week or two. And in that spirit, I want to invite you to our next Equity Builders Club networking event in Montreal at the University Club. If you want to pick up a ticket for the next event, you can go to equitybuildersclub.com/events and you can use my promo code. So ML5, that's Mindful Landlord, like my book. So ML5 to get $5 off a ticket to the next networking event. As we're going to see through the course of this episode, once again, the power of who you know in real estate, the relationships that you have, is just so key to success that you really don't want to miss out on some of those opportunities to network with like-minded individuals. Take up this invitation and go find a real estate investors group with good, solid values near you and head out to some networking events to build some of those relationships that are going to help you grow your portfolio and also stabilize and make your current holdings more successful. So without further ado, let's jump into talking a little bit about what we're going to be seeing in the show today. And so, as I mentioned, we're going to be hearing from one of my favorite investors of all time who has had an amazing amount of success. Her and her husband attended one of our networking events just 3 or 4 short years ago, and they owned the condo that they lived in, but nothing else. Although both of them had this unshakable desire to grow in the real estate field and to really become investors over the next time period. And they just kept on showing up event after event until finally they signed on for some mentoring and did absolutely everything right. I mean, obviously they made, you know, certain mistakes, small bobos that everybody does as they're going through their beginning of their investing journey. That's really unavoidable. But in the big picture, they did absolutely everything right. And to their credit, it's to a large degree because they chose to surround themselves with the right people, the right network, the right professionals, so that they were always getting back the feedback from an echo chamber that really supported their goals and allowed them to move forward. And so in this episode, we're going to dive into the challenges and opportunities of guiding others and being guided in the real estate field and beyond. And so the first thing is to really consider why coaching is actually so useful. I think that when you're trying to do anything that you've never done before, a certain amount of uncertainty and fear is just simply normal. And so new investors, just like people who are new in any field, often face a paralyzing fear of things that could go wrong. So whether it's being worried about the scary letter from the tenants or the call from the city, or perhaps an impending financial meltdown or a roof falling in, there's a lot of fear that prevents people from moving forward. And as a mentor, while it can be sometimes tempting to brush some of those fears aside, as in the sense of like, oh, it's just not that bad, but that really doesn't help the mentee who is still living through them. And I think that, you know, if one takes the parallel of the role of like a parent in helping your child understand that there's actually not a monster under the bed. I mean, if you laugh at the kid, that's actually probably the worst thing that you can do. The best thing you can do is like to kind of say, okay, well, let me go. Let's go look under the bed together and let's see together that there's actually no monster lurking out under there. And I think that in that respect, it's really important for people who are mentors to be empathetic. So while validating the emotions of maybe the people who were seeking coaching, but also showing them a way forward and giving them that sense of calm that as they are enduring that discomfort that comes along with moving forward in any new field, at least you can gain assurance that you're not enduring that discomfort in vain. And I think that's really, you know, something that's important. And just as another few words of introduction, I would like to echo something very wise that one of my mentors said to me some years ago. And so Dustin Heiner, the owner of the Master Passive Income Network that this show is a part of, said to me some years ago, you know, Terry, you either pay with your time or you pay with your money. And take it from somebody who paid with their time. It took me literally 20 years to get where I am as an investor. And for 10 to 15 years of that journey, I only had 9 rental units. Sure, I built up a property management company that gave me a lot of experience of what it looks like to manage a big portfolio, but my actual personal holdings were really pretty small until just 5 years ago. And the one ingredient that changed that, that allowed me to 10x my portfolio, so to go from 9 doors to 100 doors in just 5 years, really had to do with who I was surrounding myself with. And whether that has to do with gaining access to mentors or whether it has to do with just networking amongst people who are those few steps ahead of you, in addition to helping people who are just those few steps behind you, it's really amazing what you can accomplish when you're surrounding yourself with the right people and having that community around you that really supports your goals and where you want to go with your real estate investing journey. And perhaps that's just the last thing that I want to say before we jump straight into the interview. And that is that if you want to flip this around and consider what might be important to you as the mentee, what kind of qualities you want to look for in a mentor, obviously that has to do with them having the knowledge and being in a position that you find enviable or something that looks like a goal that you might have for yourself. But then there's also that whole character aspect. And if you remember that example that I gave earlier about how you can react as a parent to your kid who's afraid of monsters under the bed, you definitely don't want to be seeking out someone who's going to laugh at you for having those fears, but rather someone who's going to meet you where you are and then quietly explain to you that you could just need to turn the light on or get on your hands and knees to check and make sure that there are no monsters under the bed. So without further ado, let's jump into the interview with one of my favorite real estate investors of all time, Steph, who was once a mentee of mine, but who is now beginning a mentorship journey of her own in helping us at Equity Builders Club guide more people into the world of investing in real estate and help demystify some of those fears and that analysis paralysis that can just stop you from moving forward at the beginning of your journey. So without further ado, let's tune into the interview with Steph. So Steph, a couple of weeks ago, like you were with us really sharing your experience on what it's like to go from zero portfolio to 12 doors. So what it's like going from real absolute beginner to really almost well on the way to semi-professional real estate investor. But today I want to talk a little bit about the role that mentorship has played in your life for getting where you are, and then how the experience is for you to actually begin mentoring other people. Because I think that's like, it's a really a cool moment. So, you know, maybe you can tell me a little bit about what the experience was when you started out investing and found things difficult. Like, why seek out the experience and the company of people who have more experience?
Thank you so much for having me on the show again. So I think there's so much to know, and there's so many different pieces of the puzzle. buying the property? How do you analyze the deal? Financing? There's so many pieces. And I think it's important that you have someone that guides you and kind of holds your hand and can do a bit of a gut check and tell you what's right from wrong. And also not just that, but the knowledge that they're able to share with you and share their mistakes and their failures that you can learn from as well. I think there's a lot of value in learning from what other people have done and learning from their mistakes as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was more at the beginning. And now, after we bought our first building, we wanted to take the next step forward. We knew we had to buy a second building if we wanted to really get that ball rolling and getting to where we wanted to be. And we were really, I think we were a little bit scared to invest in ourselves. Sometimes the price tag is intimidating, but we bit the bullet and it was honestly the best thing that we could have done for ourselves because we had given ourselves a year timeline to buy our next building and we ended up doing it in half the amount of time with the support of the coaching program that we were a part of personally. So yeah, it's been really great. And yeah, you don't just get the knowledge, but getting the support and having someone hold my hand, that's still something that I need. And I think everyone can benefit from a bit of handholding and guidance during
the journey. Yeah. Yeah. No. And you know, Steph, I think like, I'm going to repeat words that, so one of my mentors, Dustin Heiner, who's actually the owner of the network that this show is on. So he's the owner of the Master Passive Income Network. One of the things that he likes to say that I find is just so insightful is that you pay with one of two resources, either you pay with your money or you pay with your time. And so for me being like pretty much quite self-taught, you know, like I've been doing this for 20 years, but for the first 10 years of my career, I was stuck with just 9 doors. That's less doors than you guys have in 3 years. And so the difference between that trajectory, what is that difference? The difference is the mentorship and who you surround yourself with. And like my management company is called My Room Gestion. So My Room Property Management. Like I did my business out of a room in my house and totally isolated from anybody else who was doing anything meaningful in the industry. And that was a fast track to stagnation. And so like, obviously that, you know, as an alternative, I ended up building a property management business because I couldn't figure out how to scale my portfolio. And then once I started surrounding myself with some of those people who are steps ahead, that's when I was able to 10X my portfolio to just about 100 doors in 5 years. But you'll notice that like the catalyst for that is always the human beings that you surround yourself with. And like, you know, as a kind of a segue on this is that like when you do begin like Mike and Steph do with absolutely nothing, right? Or like myself, when I had absolutely nothing, like you have a choice to either go out there and with elbow grease, do trial and error. And like you can succeed with trial and error. There's nothing wrong with trial and error. It's just that it's going to take you 20 years. And what you're doing by paying for mentorship is you're compressing the time that it takes you to reach that level of success. And so, you know, when we talk about investing, like we talk about investing in real estate, it's applying leverage with a small amount of money that then has a big amount of impact. And I think if you're looking at how to allocate those resources, like obviously you need to keep down payment money, but if you're looking at how you can invest your money in mentorship, it's just going to allow you to reach some of those goals faster than you would have. So I've kind of gone on, but I'm going to ask you to like, you know, react to this a little bit. Has that matched your experience, Steph?
Oh, definitely. Like I said, we reached our goal in half the amount of time by paying. Now it seems insignificant what we paid for the program because opportunity, like we spent a bit of money up front to make a ton more money now. Like whatever we paid is already paid back like tenfold. And if I can add on as well, like another benefit of coaching, which is really important to me, is the accountability part. You pay for this program. You're surrounded by people who are also taking the coaching. You have a coach. People expect things from you. People want to see action. And I would feel like I'm letting them down if I'm not doing what I set out for myself, if I don't reach my goals. So that's another big part of it as well.
And I think, you know, Steph, I'm really glad that you mentioned that, because we can talk about mentorship and coaching in general. And then like, we can also talk about, you know, the coaching system that I've built with Equity Builders. And so what dissatisfied me, like I taught for other real estate coaching organizations before founding Equity Builders, and then paying for coaching through, you know, for fans who are listening to this, you know, I was a member of a US organization called GoBundance for a while. And by seeing how different systems are put together that allow you to hack the way that we as humans function. And I think I'm really glad that you mentioned accountability, because that's definitely something that like we try to leverage in Equity Builders, because like human beings, we're social animals. And what that means is that we get embarrassed when we have publicly made a commitment, or when we've made a commitment to someone who, a mentor or a coach or someone who we respect, and that we then don't want to disappoint. We don't want to disappoint our peers. We don't want to disappoint our mentors. And so by publicly coming out in front of a group of your peers and your, like, you know, your superiors, if we want to use that language, and saying, this is what I commit to doing, you will be embarrassed to go to the next meeting and to show up to the next call if you have not done what you said you were going to do. And so that's definitely why, you know, we have accountability pods as part of our advanced coaching. But whatever, you know, system that you can put in place to hack that is going to just turbocharge your own follow through on things. And, you know, I like to give the parallel here of my experience in fighting. Like, everybody goes through these fear phases where they want to lose 5 pounds, right? Or they want to lose 10 pounds. And I know that if like I'm having that conversation with myself in the scale alone every single morning, like my necessity that I feel to make that happen is way less than when I know that I have a weigh-in on this day. And I've mobilized my coaches and my training partners, and we're flying to California, and we're doing this and we're doing that. And I have a fight on this specific day, yo, I am not going to mess up the weigh-in, because there's this whole social pressure around it. It's set up in such a way where I have no choice but to follow through on what I set out to do. And I think, you know, the extent to which whatever like mentorship system, and if, you know, you're evaluating what sort of a system should I invest in, there are a lot of coaching programs out there. So video stacks, or recorded calls or group calls, but like you really want to understand how is accountability being leveraged, because that's just so key in following through on what those goals that you set for yourself.
Yeah. You were talking about the accountability pods. I think that's really helped us, like a weekly checkpoint to make sure that I'm following through, and that it's not just, oh, did you achieve your big goal? But we break it down into smaller goals. And am I achieving those micro steps to getting to maybe my monthly goal or my quarterly goal and ultimately my annual goal?
No, I think, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I think that is an important part of it. And again, in terms of talking about what the difference is between like a coaching program where you just get like a video stack, or you get some knowledge, like to succeed in real estate investing, obviously you need knowledge. But it's more complicated than that. And Lord knows, GPT knows everything now. So if you want to have like a specific set of, you know, informational sound bites, that's one thing. But between the sound bites and the action, there's accountability. And between knowing whether or not the sound bite is the right thing for this situation, there's the strategy. And that's why I like that you know, were so clear about mentioning goals, because I think, you know, when you think about putting one foot in front of the other and persevering, you have to be sure that you're persevering with the right strategy. And that if, you know, we talk about eating, how do you eat a 12-foot submarine? Well, like you eat it one bite at a time. And yeah. So that's how, you know, you have the big picture goal, but then you have to break that down into quarterly, monthly, weekly goals. And that's really where having, again, a mentor who's walked that path before can be super useful in terms of that strategic planning. And so, you know, definitely in building out the advanced program at Equity Builders, like that was another integral part that I wanted to make sure was part of it, is that regular strategic planning to like review people's goals. And because it's both, right? It's not just being accountable. Like you can be accountable to stupid things. Like I can be accountable to like where I park my car when I go to the office, but like that's not going to have a impact on my real estate investing future. What is going to have an impact is being accountable, but to the right plan. And so you need both of those things.
Yeah. And I think for anyone who has an ambitious goal, it's great to have an ambitious goal, but how do you actually achieve it? How do you break that up into smaller chunks? And having that guidance from a coach has really helped, and just make sure you're on the right path and making sure you're actually choosing the right micro steps to get you to where you need to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think part of it. When it comes to like enduring discomfort, right? Because like, you know, in the show that we recorded a couple of weeks ago, you were talking about like how one of the keys to your success has been being able to like persevere and endure discomfort, whether it's from uncertainty or whatever it is. But like your ability to endure discomfort, like I'm speaking from my own experience as well, just goes up so much more when you know that you're living it and it's going to pay off. There's nothing worse than going through something unpleasant and not knowing whether you're investing that unpleasantness to have the result you want.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, at first you're asking yourself, is all this effort even worth it? But I can promise you it is, from my experience as well. It's always worth it. Don't quit, just continue moving forward, be uncomfortable. And do what you say you're going to do.
So Steph, you know, like we've talked a lot about like your experience as being the mentee, but let's talk a little bit about your experience as being the mentor now, because I think that's one of like the really cool things, you know, you and Mike as some of the star students at Equity Builders who have done really well in a short amount of time. So you guys have come on now and started mentoring in our beginner program. So first of all, like, tell me, what was your motivation to start doing that? You know, you mentioned you already have time constraints with work and with your investing project. So like, what made you want to start mentoring people as well?
Yeah, I'm so excited to be taking on this role. I think we've learned so much in such a short amount of time. And I don't know, I think I'm just really proud of us for actually having something to give back and having value to bring and knowing exactly what the beginners are going through and being someone who's relatable. And I think that's kind of my motivation as well, is being someone who's relatable. And I want to be able to reassure them that if I can do it, anyone can do it, and build up that confidence as well. I think there's a lot of fear when you're starting off. And so I don't want anyone to have that fear that I had initially, and I want to be able to guide those starter investors to their goals and reach for the stars. I want to be able to play that role for them.
I think it's, you know, if I look at like my motivations as well, with maybe a little bit earlier on, also to just like be the example that like maybe you wish you'd had, you know, like in a sense, I met you guys earlier on in your career. And so like we developed a bit of that like mentor mentee relationship, but that one of the beautiful things as you gain experience is that you can be like, well, no, I'm going to like add my face and my character to that list of people that somebody might look up to. And it's also like in terms of, you know, who we relate to when we're on the path, like people always ask me like, who were, you know, my mentors, or who did I take as an example when I was coming up, whether it was like in sports or in real estate. And my answer always is like, well, it's actually kind of sad, but I didn't really have any. And the ones that I had were always men. And then I would have to do this weird like gymnastics in my head of being like, okay, well, I know I can never really be him, but how can I be as much like him as possible? You know? And so you're always like trying to fit yourself into this like like a round peg fitting yourself into a square hole. And the less mental steps you have to do to project yourself into someone else's shoes, I think it's just really great. And so I think it's great, Steph, you know, that you add your face to the list of people at the front of the room, that when somebody walks in, they can be like, oh, look, there's like, you know, there's Terry, there's Steph, there's Mike, there are these successful people that I can identify with.
Yeah, I think it's cool to have that representation from the different levels, like you mm-hmm. super successful and us in the middle. And there's just a really wide array of people who are able to help out. And yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm. And also like the fact that you guys are so young, right? Like, I think that's also really great, is that to be able to, you know, inspire people just with youth, and also maybe put some pressure on maybe some of the older people and be like, look, if these kids have been able to do that, like I'm 35, mm-hmm. I'm here, I'm there. If they can do it, why not me?
Exactly. Like I said, if I can do it, anyone can do it. And I, like, this isn't a vision that I've had since I was a child, you know, like this is a relatively new interest, and to have accomplished what we've done in such a short period of time, it's impressive. Like I recognize the sacrifice that we made, and I think it's okay to acknowledge our successes as well.
Yeah. High five. So, you know, I also see that we're kind of getting to the end of the time that we have for the show, but I want to ask you, you know, what's challenging about mentoring people or going through that transition of being like on one side of the table and now putting the coach's hat on? Has there been anything that you find like challenging with that?
Yes. So as much as I can be relatable, I think that we're mentally in a different place than where we were when we started. So as much as I can remember what it was like, I think now we don't have the same fears that they have. So I find it challenging sometimes to be able to reassure someone and be like, okay, you're looking at the seller's declaration. This looks really scary. There's maybe water issues in the past. There might've been an infestation of some type, and to be able to give them the confidence to maybe move forward with that particular property, that's challenging to be able I think it's because it takes time for people to gain that trust, or to know that what seems bad is not as bad as it actually is. And yeah, just breaking down those fears and those mental blocks is hard to do in others when you've already broken those down for yourself. Yeah. You kind of just want to be like, oh, it's not that bad.
Yeah. I mean, it's really like, that's the delicate art of it, isn't it? Because it's, you know, at the same time, you know, validating the emotions, because you don't ever mm-hmm. want to make someone feel like they're not heard. But mm-hmm. at the same time, like, I like to, you know, use the metaphor of explaining to my son that there's no monsters under the bed. Like, I can't make fun of him for being scared, but mm-hmm. it's my job to be mommy and to be like, no, look, like, okay, well, how would you like me to check whether there's monsters under the bed? Like, would you like me to go and have a look? Would you like me to turn a light on? Like, let's go do it together. But like, how are we going to bring that anxiety level down? And at the same time, because if you're like ridiculing people for their emotions, it's going to have the opposite effect. So I think you're absolutely sure. Right. It's like one of those like difficult things in coaching is that, well, I know there's no monster under the bed, but he doesn't know. And so how am I going to like downplay, you know, the letter from the tenants or the call from the city or the whatever like catastrophic thing just happened.
Oh yeah, exactly. And I remember like I had all those same fears, but now that I don't have them anymore, it's just, yeah, you kind of just want to be like, oh, don't worry about it, brush it off. And another thing too is that each person is so different, and the way you coach one person may not necessarily resonate as well with someone else. So it's about kind of bending yourself in different ways for the mentee that's in front of you. That's mm-hmm. Another part of it. So there's, we have a lot to learn as coaches, but those are the initial struggles or opportunities for growth for us as coaches, I think.
That's so fun. It's so fun. It looks like I don't get to have that conversation all that often with other people who, you know, are in the business of mentoring. And like, I resonate with what you're saying. I find that that's like, it's just really funny also to talk about the fact that like, you know, I know for myself with my students that like, I can't talk to everybody exactly the same way, you know, like, let's say, you know, if I take your character and Mike's character, like sometimes I have calls with Mike and I'm like, I don't get on the phone. I'm like, wow, I was just like really rude to him, you know, like that was like really direct. And then like, if you called him back and be like, oh, Mike, I'm sorry about that. You know, like I didn't want to like be an a-hole, you know, I hope that wasn't like too unfiltered. He's like, yeah, Terry, you know, like I don't care either. I'm like, okay, fine, sure. But then I know that like when I'm talking to somebody who's like maybe a bit softer or like takes things a little bit more personally, then you have to like, you know, tone things down and be a little bit more reassuring. So definitely adapting the individual student is a thing.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's so true. Yeah, because I'm saying about my mentees, and I know for you, it's the exact same thing just with me and Michael. Like we're so different. And even though we're in a team, when you're dealing with us, you have to take a different approach for each of us.
Yeah, exactly. Like you to sort of like, you know, model yourself to whatever the person's style is, because like ultimately that's how they're going to get the most out of it. So that's got to be a fun experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Steph, look, thank you so much for taking the time to share your experience of being the mentee and now coming onto the side of the table as the mentor. And I will just say to our listeners, if you want to come and check out our next monthly networking event at Equity Builders Club, you could definitely meet Mike and Steph there and chat with them all about what it has been like to go through the last few years of getting to their level of success. Steph, any closing words?
Just wanted to say thank you so much for having me on again. It's been a real pleasure. And it's really cool to be back on the show 2 years after we've started and track that progression. Thanks for giving us that opportunity.
So I want to thank you so much for tuning into this guest interview episode of the Realscape Investors Podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you felt like this testimonial, like this experience was in any way useful to you, or you think that a friend of yours might want to listen to it, please go ahead and share it. You can, as always, grab your husband's phone, your kid's phone, your friend's phone, and sign them up for the show. That helps us get the word out to more people. Just like leaving a 5-star review or a comment, I do love to see those reviews come in and to hear from some of our fans. And the other thing that I want to leave you with is just this really cool but powerful idea that you don't have to walk this real estate investing path alone. And that's part of the reason why I like to once in a while bring guests on the show, especially when they're inspiring and when they can set the bar for you and make you see what it might look like, perhaps from a vantage point of somebody who's starting out today. Because it's true that I've been investing for a while and that sometimes some of those reflexes, because they've been built over so many years, it might not be super relevant for me to talk about my beginning is in investing 20 years ago. So that's one of the things that I really like about having more inspirational and also younger guests on the show, so that you can hear a bit about their experience in a way that's perhaps more relatable and more relevant to your particular moment in time. So real estate fan, thank you for listening to the show, and I hope you'll join me again next week for another episode of Real Escape Investing.